So it is Sanskrit. Ashradana, ashrada, dana purusha, dharma, yasya, pantapa, apratya, manni, vartante, rutyu, samsara, vatmani. Please repeat. Ashradana,
ashradana.
Those who are faithless.
Purusha,
such persons.
Dharmasya,
towards the process of religion.
Asya,
this.
Parantapa,
O killer of the enemies.
Aprapya,
without obtaining.
Mam,
me.
Nivartante,
come back.
Mrutyu,
of death.
Samsara,
in material existence.
Vartmani,
on the path. Translation in purport by the Devangeshwara Prabhupada. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Please repeat. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport by Devanga Srila Prabhupada. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. So if we don't remember anything I say in the class, then remember this point. That the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. So faith is a very, very important and essential quality and ingredient for us to perfect our spiritual practice. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from the great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14, Tripyanti tat skanda bhujo paksha prano pacha rachcha yatendriyanam te tateva sarvarham pachyutejya. Quote, by giving water to the root of the tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all of the demigods and all other living entities. Unquote. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. That is, one should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably, they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't completed conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our visual activities that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive, and as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class, there are those that are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti or service to Krishna is the best cause, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus, there are spirits in the third class who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity they are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency towards Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed, but as soon as the infection of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith, even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them, there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Translation again. Those who are not faithful in this path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Om Jnanatme Vandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurudhritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swarupadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chuda Swamiti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pustatya Adhisatane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shri Bhavsadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very wonderful verse and purport. Srila Prabhupada, the whole purport is describing the important quality and characteristic of faith. So Srila Prabhupada started off the purport by stating that those who have no faith cannot accomplish, cannot perfect the process of devotional service. If you have faith, you'll be able to access and enter into devotional service. But if you do not have firm and complete faith, then you will not be able to perfect the process of devotional service. So faith is a very important ingredient in perfecting our Krishna consciousness. In Nectar Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami describes how this faith is created. And Srila Prabhupada quotes here, what is that faith that is created? So, who could remember Srila Prabhupada quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, what do we understand by faith? If we say you have to have faith, and you have faith, what does it mean? Not the Bhakti Shastri students. Okay, yes. What does faith mean? Complete? Complete conviction? Yes? Right. Prabhupada used the word simply. Complete conviction or trust that simply by practicing Krishna consciousness, I will achieve perfection. This is faith. That if I practice Krishna consciousness, I will achieve perfection. Because the process of Krishna consciousness very often is deceptively very simple. For example, who would have thought that just by eating prasadam, eating food, you can go back to Godhead? If you had to tell someone that if you just eat, you can go back to Godhead. Now, can you go back to Godhead just by eating Krishna prasad? Yes? No? Yes, Prabhu? Okay, so if you eat Krishna prasad, then something happens and you get purified.
Yeah.
Yes. Now Srila Prabhupada says that you know, in Krishna consciousness we can eat our way back to the spiritual worlds. Simply by being attached to eating Krishna prasad, we can go back to Godhead. But it seems deceptive. It seems very simple. Can be. You mean if I just eat, I'll go back to Godhead? So I just come for the Sunday feast and I can go back to Godhead? That's cool. Well, yes and no. Yes, you can go back to Godhead by eating Krishna prasad. But no, you can't go back to Godhead by eating Krishna prasad if you have no firm faith. It comes back to this quality of faith. If you have firm faith, that this is non-different from Krishna. And if I honor this prasadam, I'm associating with Krishna. And simply by associating with Krishna through the medium of Krishna prasad, I can go back to Godhead. We find in the pastime of Ramanuja Acharya. Ramanuja Acharya was one of the previous Acharyas. And he was at the bank of a river, and he had some Krishna prasadam, mahaprasadam, and he, you know, took some grains of mahaprasadam and he threw the mahaprasadam in the river, and the fish that ate that mahaprasadam instantly develop their form, Vaikuntha form, and ascend it to the spiritual world. And all the disciples that were standing at the bend, they were surprised. What is going on here? How is it that the fish are eating the Mahaprasad and going back to Godhead? We eat every day Mahaprasad, nothing's happening. So they asked Ramanujacharya, how is this true? At a later point, few hours later, one elderly person came and he touched the lotus feet of Ramanujacharya. And immediately he began rolling on the ground in ecstasy. So the disciples thinking, just see, the fish eat the Mahaprasad and they go back to Godhead. This old man comes and touches our spiritual master's feet once and he's got love of God. We do it every day and nothing's happening. What's wrong? So then they inquired from Ramanujacharya. And he said that these personalities, the fish and this old man, they took the remnants of mercy, Mahaprasadam, the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, and they did not commit any offenses to that remnants. And therefore they achieved the result. So offenses on the path of devotion inhibits the result. And one type of offense is not having complete faith. For example, you would say, nah, can't be. How is it this prasadam can take me back to Godhead? That means that faith is a type, or that lack of faith is a type of offense, type of obstacle that's inhibiting the results. We know one of the offenses in relation to faith. Can anyone tell us? In relation to faith, one of the offenses? Yes? No, specifically in relation to this topic we're talking. Right, to not have complete faith in the process of devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So the faith inhibits the result. The result can be achieved, but our faith can be inhibited. So therefore, faith is very, very important. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada says that we should have the innocence or the faith of a child. If you told a child that there's Lord Chaitanya and there's Lord Nityananda, Krishna himself, and then you ask the child, who's that? What they'll tell you? There's Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. But now if you tell the adult, there's Lord Chaitanya, there's Lord Nityananda, then you ask the adult, who's that? They'll say, well, you know, they say it's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, but you know, it's marble. So see, the child immediately recognizes Krishna. But the adult will say, no, that stone, that's marble, that's a deity form of Krishna. So therefore, the innocence of a child is a very, very important quality to attract Krishna, to achieve perfection in one's life, especially in Krishna consciousness. And why is that so? It's because the process of Krishna consciousness is so sublime. It is not of this material world. Goloka Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan. The process of Krishna consciousness is descending from the spiritual world. And because it's coming from the spiritual world, the result cannot be understood. The dynamics of the process cannot be understood with one's mundane mind. It is impossible to understand how does the process work with one's mundane intelligence. One needs that faith to accept. That this is what Krishna is saying, this is what scripture is saying, therefore I accept. Srila Prabhupada gave us the secret of how this understanding is achieved, how this faith is achieved. And this faith is achieved in association of devotees. So Srila Rupa Goswami describes how one comes in contact with this faith. He describes that for one to engage in Krishna consciousness, you need one quality or one characteristic to engage, to be eligible. The eligibility for a candidate for devotional service. What do you need to engage in devotional service? Can anyone tell us? Mercy? Yes, but that is secondary. He describes what is the first thing you need for you to engage in devotional service. Surrender? No. Faith? No. Sincerity? No. Knowledge? No. Greed? No. Enthusiasm? No. Starts with T. Taste. You need taste. If you don't have taste, you won't engage in devotional service. In any process, even on the material platform, why would you watch TV? Because you have taste. You would do some activity because you like it. There's some taste. So similarly with spiritual life, you will engage in the process of chanting, of hearing. Normally, you know, that's very easy to apply with prasad. People have a lot of taste for prasad. So that's easy. But for the other processes, you have to have a taste to engage in it. So Rupa Goswami says that you need taste to engage in Krishna consciousness. When you have taste, you will engage in Krishna consciousness. Now when you engage in devotional service, what will happen to the taste? It increases. Yes. When you engage in devotional service, that taste you had is not the same. You actually increase that taste. In fact, the same thing happens with material activity. Believe it or not. But with material activity, the result is a little different. For example, let's say I go to the movies, right? And I watch a movie that has nothing to do with Krishna related activities or Krishna consciousness. So I have a taste to see the movie. Therefore, I go see the movie. Okay, so I go to the cinema and I see the movie. Now, when I engage in that activity, what happened to the taste that I had for seeing a movie on that movie? Would it have increased or decreased? Yeah, would have increased. So then I go see the movie again because I liked it so much. What happened to the taste? Increase or decrease? Okay, let's say it increased. I watch the movie again. What happened to the taste? Now it's difficult to go out now. Okay, let's say it increased. I love the movie so much, I go watch it again. What happened to the taste? It's going to start to decrease. Okay, I watched the movie again. What happened to the taste? The taste is decreasing. But externally the taste is decreasing. Internally, guess what's happening? The taste is increasing. What is increasing inside is your material desire. Why? Nectar of Devotion describes that when you engage in any activity, two results are achieved. One result, prarabdha, external result is achieved. And another internal result is achieved. Two results achieved. Generally, the external result is what you can see, like you're very happy, you're satisfied, your taste is increased. And an internal result is also there. And the internal result is that that material desire that you carried out, which was to see that film or movie, that desire increases. So even though externally the material taste is decreasing, but actually your material desire in your heart is increasing. And therefore you find that even though that film is now boring, when the next movie comes out, you're passionate to go see it, because that desire in your heart is actually increased. See? Even though when you see that movie, after a few times, the taste goes down, but actually in your heart that desire is increased. So in this way you will find that any activity on the material platform increases the material desires. And on the spiritual platform, any spiritual activity decreases the material desires, but increases externally the taste for that activity, the compass. See, material activity increases material desire and decreases taste. There may be increase, but then it decreases. Whereas on the spiritual platform, spiritual taste will increase and the material desire will decrease. And when that happens, naturally you find that you become more and more happy in the process of Krishna consciousness. So taste is the qualification for engaging in devotional service. But how does one get that taste? That taste comes through association with the devotees. Now when one associates with those people that have taste, then you actually get taste. Just like, do we have a taste, or you could say, in some cases, did we have a taste for drinking liquor? When we were born, the day we were born, okay, we come out into this, we come out from the womb, we are born. At that point, on your day one that you are born, do you have the taste for liquor? No? Right. Do you have the desire for drinking liquor? No? Yes. We don't have the taste for drinking liquor, but we definitely have the desire. But now somebody says, but no, we don't. The child doesn't want to drink the liquor. How can he have the desire? No, the child does have the desire. But the desire is in the heart. It has not fructified. It has not been activated. Now, do we have the desire to drink liquor? It's described that to get to the human platform, we went to all 8 million species. And we've gone through the human birth many, many billions of times. And definitely in one of the births, we must have drink liquor. 100%. If you didn't drink liquor in one of the births, at least someone said, this is medicine. What's in the medicine? Alcohol, liquor. So So somewhere along the line, one of the birds we actually have come in contact, and maybe even many, many birds, not just one. So in the previous births, we have come in contact with liquor and we have drunk liquor. Because we have drunk liquor, that material desire would be in one's heart. And if we haven't gone through the process of purification of Krishna consciousness, that desire may still be there. Just like when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, then he preached Krishna consciousness and the devotees gave up their bad habits. And then they started practicing Krishna consciousness. But then they went back, then when they went to India, Srila Prabhupada noticed that some of the devotees, they started keeping long hair again. So Prabhupada said, be careful, don't let those hippie seeds sprout again. What was Srila Prabhupada saying? The seeds were there. The hippie seeds were there. Having a good time, having so many material desires. And if one is not careful, those material desires can be activated, they can sprout. Therefore, we have to be very careful how we water those seeds. We want to engage in the process of Krishna consciousness so nicely that we don't give any reason, an opportunity for those seeds to sprout. In fact, Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. If you take a seed and you plant that seed into the ground and you water that seed and you give it enough sunshine, what will happen? It will sprout. Now you take that same seed and you stir fry it. Okay, with some oil you stir fry it. Then you take that seed and you plant it in the ground and you give water and you give sunshine, what's going to happen? It's not going to germinate. Because you fried it. So when you practice Krishna consciousness, when you're in the fire of Krishna consciousness and you get fried, nicely, stir fried, not deep fried, stir fried, little fried. Because, you know, the process of purification is a little austere, it's a little painful. You're trying to, you know, fry those desires. I mustn't do that. Oh, I can't drink anymore. Oh, I can't eat any meat. Oh, I have to go to the temple. Oh, I have to chant Hare Krishna. It's a little painful. So you will stir fry. So when you stir fry those material desires, they will not sprout. Otherwise, the hippie seeds will sprout. So we have to be very careful of activating those seeds. So in our past lives, we definitely came in contact with liquor. Therefore, that seed is in our heart. In Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami says there are so many material desires. In fact, your heart is packed with material desires. Mountains and mountains of material desires are compacted in the heart. Okay, subtle, you cannot see it. So that means the child has the desire to drink. But the child is not going to drink. Only when the child sees, oh, my father is drinking. Because he's associating with someone that's already drinking. That association will trigger that taste that is in the heart. That desire is in the heart. And that's how the child also begins to develop a taste to drink. So association is an important factor. And that's what Srila Prabhupada arranged. All over the world, Srila Prabhupada arranged temples to give association. Because in our heart is also the desire to serve Krishna. We all are lovers of Krishna. But we have forgotten that loving relationship with Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada expertly arranged these centers so that people can get association and by that association trigger that love that is in our heart. So when one comes in contact with devotional service and that little trigger is there to activate that taste where one thinks, well, this is nice. I like that prasadam. I like that process. Then Prabhupada says that this is the first step. This is Shraddha, this is faith. But this faith is very fickle. If you get too much of the association of the television, you may forget Jaya Shishantai Guru Hariki. If you get too much of the wrong association, you may forget. So therefore the process of Krishna consciousness, the word bhakti, devotional service. Srila Prabhupada translates bhakti not as love, because love is active action. So bhakti or devotional service, when one serves in love or serves in devotion, that is love. And that love is a cultivation. One cultivates the process of Krishna consciousness. And as one cultivates, that faith begins to strengthen. That faith begins to become stronger and stronger and stronger. And Srila Prabhupada gives the three stages or three levels. When the early stages, your faith is very pliable, your faith is very weak. But as you practice more diligently, then your faith becomes stronger, and when you become perfect, then your faith is completely strong. Then one can never give up the process of Krishna consciousness. So we need to keep cultivating the process of Krishna consciousness until we've come to the highest stage of the perfection of Krishna consciousness. So faith is there in the living entity's heart, but it needs to be solidified, needs to be strengthened completely. And that process of strengthening is through the process of Krishna consciousness. Now if you don't have faith, if someone says, well, I'm not really into this, I don't really believe in this process, then the result is birth and death. Until one gets the faith. So birth and death is the process or the result of not having faith. And what will that birth and death do? Very simply, you'll get another body. And in that body, if you don't cultivate the faith, you will lose that body and get another body. And in this way, you will keep taking birth again and again and again. And when one has the fortunate opportunity of coming in contact with a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, by his association one may get the knowledge that, what is happening to me? And when one gets that knowledge or understanding, then one obviously wants to rise above the cycle of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many books. Now one may say, well, if the process of Krishna comes very simple, just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I can perfect my life. So it's a very simple process. But why did Srila Prabhupada then give us so many scriptures, so many books, if just by taking prasad, just by chanting Hare Krishna, I can go back to God? The knowledge is important to apply the process. Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is a very powerful and sublime process. Taking Krishna prasad is a very powerful and sublime process. Just like seeing the deity. Now when you see the deity, what happens? When you see the deity, what happens? Goosebumps. Good. Yes. But you know what happens in terms of purification? You enjoy, yes. Right, so when you see the deity form, because the deity form is the form of Krishna, you are seeing Krishna. And because you're seeing Krishna, when you come in contact with Krishna, you get purified. Because Krishna is a papavidam. Krishna is prophylactic and antiseptic. That means Krishna never gets contaminated by anything impure. And when Krishna comes in contact with anything impure, he purifies that which is impure. He's a papavidam. So because we have material desires, when we see Krishna, just by seeing him, those material desires, those impurities are nullified, are destroyed. But if you learn scripture, and from scripture if you apply the process of seeing the deity properly, then you can get greater benefit. So who can tell us what is the proper way to see the deity, to increase the result or the benefit? Yes. Right, start from the lotus feet. Go to the calves, yes.
Thighs.
Navel. Chest. Arms. Face. Yes. And then one more. We start from the left and we go to the right. So scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam describes, this is the process of seeing the deity. So when you come to the temple, let's say you offer your obeisance and you see the deity, and you may be attracted, let's say, to Lord Chaitanya. So you see Lord Chaitanya and you satisfy your vision by seeing and getting the darshan of the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya. But then you don't stop. You get the benefit of seeing the deity, but don't stop there. Maximize the benefit. So how you maximize the benefit? After you see Lord Chaitanya, then you start at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And just see the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, go to his calves, go to his chest, go to his hands, go to the lotus face. And meditate, just see, you don't need to do anything else, you just see. And then you go to Lord Chaitanya and you do the same thing. Now, but you can do it three times, you get three times the benefit because you have three sets of deities. When you do that, and you do that because you have understanding and knowledge from scripture, what happens? What is the result of doing, applying that process? Yes. Right, when you do that, not only is the purification there, but it's described that your intelligence is sharpened. This is what happens just by doing that. We all want to become very intelligent. So this is the way to sharpen one's intelligence, just by engaging in that process. So like that, the knowledge allows us to capitalize of the full functioning of the process of Krishna consciousness. It's like when you buy a new DVD machine. If you don't read the manual, it's very difficult to know all the functions of the manual of the DVD machine. But if you read the manual, then you can understand, oh, if I press this button, this will happen. If I do that, this will happen. So the knowledge allows us to maximize the full capacity or the benefit of that machine. So knowledge of Krishna consciousness allows us to maximize the benefit of this most sublime and simple process of Krishna consciousness. And it also does another thing. Srila Prabhupada describes that in the purport, that when you have knowledge, then because of the knowledge, you will not give up the process of Krishna consciousness. So if you just have little faith, you may apply the process. But if you don't have the knowledge, then you think, well, it's okay, let me stop. But if you have the knowledge, then you know that, no, I need to continue, I need to carry on, I need to apply this process until I perfect the process. So this is the other benefit of having knowledge. So in today's verse we covered Krishna describing that one must have faith, and faith is there even in the material world. In fact, on the material platform, people have so much faith. It's unreal. Let's switch off the fans. You switch off the fans, and it's going to switch off the. On the material platform, people have so much faith. In fact, they have more faith on the material platform than on the spiritual platform. Like on the material platform, you know, you go to the doctor and you submit yourself to the doctor completely. Now, why do you completely submit yourself to the doctor? You sick. You don't know what's happening, so you go to the doctor and you say, you know, can you please treat me? Whatever question he asks you, you're going to answer. If he, you know, tells you to do something, you will do it. And if he gives you some medication, you will apply and take the medication. We will not necessarily question. You know, you go to the doctor's surgery and you see the certificates on the wall. So then you ask him, are those real? You sure he didn't photocopy them? Nowadays you have, you know, color copy, and you can color copy them in your computer. You can design a certificate completely, you know. Nobody will know the fake one from the real one. So you don't ask, you don't question the doctor. You sure you didn't make them from, you know, Photoshop on your computer? And then if he says, no, no, they're real, then you will say, well, you know, prove it. Do you, you know, can you show me, you know, that you have a photograph, you went to university, can I call the university? If you start questioning like that, what is going to tell you? Please go somewhere else. So generally people won't question. But it's important to question and make sure that it's real. Because believe it or not, in the future you're going to get that. People will just put up fake certificates and you will think, you know, this is perfect doctor. It's like in India, you can get medication that's not medication. They'll sell you anything. And they'll tell you very good. Just like Ganga water. In India, you can get Ganga water that's not Ganga water. It's just labeled Ganga water. Everybody thinks Ganga water. See? So you can get like that in this material world. When you take a plane, you jump into the flight, you go and you sit down and you tie your seatbelt. You don't question whether the pilot is qualified. Did he get his certificate? Is he trained? Did he have enough sleep? Is he drunk? You just sit in the seat and you click and you're ready to fly. See? You have faith in the whole process that FAA have developed. Nobody reviewed the process because you have faith that the auditors hopefully have reviewed the process. So you'll find on the material platform we have so much faith. You're driving down the highway and you see a big billboard, Kinney Center, now showing, what's the latest? something, something, something at 6 p.m. Ticket 6 rands. So immediately you have faith that that advert is correct. You don't phone Kinney Center and say, I saw this big ad, you know. Just want to know if it's true or false, you know, because sometimes, you know, it may be false. No, you don't phone, you just pitch up there on that day. You know exactly how much you must pay. You have firm faith in the billboard. So on the material platform, you see we put so much faith, even subtly. I give the example that when somebody comes and sits on the chair, they don't test whether the chair is strong enough. They just go and sit. How many of the devotees did you test the chairs? No, you just sit. You have firm faith that this chair will keep me up. Firm faith. When we walk, we have firm faith that the ground will keep me. You don't, you know, walk and test, you know, next step, then you test, next step, and you test, next step. You just walk. Firm faith that the ground will keep me up. So you see, we can go on and on. You put firm faith in so many things. What about firm faith in spiritual life? So Srila Prabhupada, as a pure devotee, has given us so many aspects of the spiritual realm. Prabhupada has told us Krishna is real. Prabhupada has told us what is there in the spiritual world. Prabhupada has told us Vichana Hare Krishna, you perfect your life. So many things. So we want to put faith in these great personalities. Faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. And the more we apply this process to our life, the more we will experience the reality of Krishna consciousness. So faith is very, very important. And how is this faith created? By association of those that have faith. And faith means a blind trust, or trust in something sublime. Trust in something that's difficult to really appreciate with our mundane senses. That is faith. And simply by executing the process of Krishna consciousness, I will achieve all perfection. If you associate with devotees, chant Hare Krishna, see the deity, take Krishna prasad, try to read a little, you will achieve perfection. Naturally, by doing this, embracing this process and avoiding those things that are detrimental to that faith, then you will achieve the process. Because just like when you go to the doctor and if you have ulcers, so you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor you have ulcers, he'll tell you stop eating tomatoes, stop eating anything that's acidic, and you know, let's say he'll give you some medication. Now when you go home, if you want that ulcers to be cured, you must avoid those things which are acidic. Because if you don't avoid those things which are acidic, then they're not going to have effect. And you may take the medication, and you may take tomatoes, then you go to the doctor and you say, you know, you gave me the wrong medicine. It doesn't work. No. The medicine does work. But you didn't apply the proper instructions. The doctor told me not to take anything acidic. And he'll ask you, are you avoiding things acidic? Well, yeah, but, you know, it's difficult. We know it's difficult. Are you avoiding it? You have to avoid it if you want to be cured. So if we want to become free from birth and death, if we want eternal happiness, if we want to go back to that kingdom where every step, where they say every word is a song, every step is a dance, and every day is a festival, if you want to go there, then you have to avoid those things that are detrimental to one's process of Krishna consciousness. And embrace more and more those things which are favorable. And in this way, we'll be able to achieve perfection. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki. So we'll take some questions. Just one question. Please, can you explain why must you not clip nails and cut hair on Ekadasi? What are the offenses? So Ekadasi, there was some great confusion yesterday, whether Ekadasi is today or yesterday, was yesterday. So Ekadasi is, for those that are not aware, is one of the days, or you could say one of the most important days, which are very dear to Krishna. Krishna has some favorites, and one of his favorite days is Ekadasi. This is Krishna's day. It's like you have your day, your birthday. So Krishna also has his day, twice a month, called Ekadasi. And, you know, when it's your birthday, is it special? Of course, yeah. If you don't get gifts, are you going to be happy? No. If somebody doesn't wish you a happy birthday, are you going to be happy? No, yeah. So it's... It's a special day. See? You have to have new clothes, new this, well, it's a special day. So if your birthday is a special day for you, then do you think Krishna's special day is also special? No doubt. And Krishna's special day has special results when you observe those days. So when one observes Ekadasi, and on Ekadasi, the devotees abstain from grains. That's one thing we do. And just by doing that, you actually get the mercy of Krishna. And many sins are reduced just by observing Ekadasi. Another thing we avoid on Ekadasi is focusing on the body. So generally you find that devotees avoid, you know, pampering, looking after the body. They would use their time more fruitfully thinking and hearing about Krishna. So they would read more. Some devotees would eat once, so that the other time that you would ordinarily eat, you can use that for serving Krishna and remembering Krishna. So this is the idea. We reduce the bodily demands and use that time, because it's a very auspicious time for the service of Krishna. Now naturally, you know, if you haven't, you know, if you didn't, for example, cut your hair for 6 months, you know, and you didn't have time to cut it, you know, the other times, and now it's Ekadasi, and you know, you have to come, you know, cut it because your Spokshu Master is coming, then, you know, you may have to go cut it. So it's not, you know, it's not a sin if one, you know, cuts one's nails or cuts one's hair on Ekadasi. But the idea is to minimize the bodily demands. You know, normally we meant to eat very simple. The moment is the other way around. Ekadasi, you meant, you know, chips and cheese and, you know, everything. But at least you avoid the grains. That's important. See? Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, prasadam is the only sense gratification for the devotees. So prasad is there, which is good. So it's not an offense in that sense. Okay, we just try to minimize or reduce bodily demands and try to increase our rounds. So we chant more rounds, we increase our hearing, we increase our chanting on Ekadasi. And just, you know, in terms of the Ekadasi dates, because the Ekadasi is calculated according to the lunar calendar, we don't use the sun. The normal Western calendar is calculated on solar calendar. Okay, whereas the Ekadasi calendars or the Vaishnav calendar is calculated on the moon, lunar calendar. Okay, and so we use the moon to measure which days we observe. And because of you know, the technicalities in terms of the position of the moon. Sometimes, you know, if let's say if you take midnight, generally the day, the minute before midnight is the day before, and minute after midnight is the next day. See? So sometimes the moon may also be like that, and you know, that was the situation yesterday. Whereas if you situated here, then Ekadasi was yesterday, and in fact, till north KwaZulu-Natal, northern KwaZulu-Natal, it's Ekadasi yesterday. But then when you start going south and central, then Ekadasi falls today, because of the situation of the moon. But generally, in most cases, the latitude, because of the latitude and longitude is the same, then in most cases the Ekadasi is the same. But even if somebody, for example, you know, broke the Ekadasi yesterday, then they can observe, you know, today. Okay? So that is still there. Okay. Any other questions? Alright, so we should try to increase our faith in the association of those that have faith. And in this way, we should not be satisfied with a little faith. We want to solidify our faith completely, where we never fall back from the process of Krishna consciousness. And to do that requires cultivation. That means we have to regularly associate with devotees and regularly chant Hare Krishna, regularly eat Krishna Prasad, regularly educate ourselves about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and follow the process of Krishna consciousness. By doing that, that faith will become stronger and stronger and stronger. And when that faith is completely, you know, strengthened on the highest level, that is when Krishna will reveal himself. Krishna will not reveal himself until that faith hasn't come to its maximum. So therefore, many people say, well, show me Krishna. No, Krishna will not reveal himself if that faith is weak. Because even if Krishna revealed himself, let's say Krishna walked up and came right here. If you didn't have strong faith, what are you going to be thinking? is there a drama today? Who's this Krishna looks real? He looks real, huh? Wow, I wonder who's acting. We didn't see him, yeah? That's what we'll see, because our faith is not 100%. We will, even if Krishna appears, we will think, nah, some imposter is there. Someone is pretending to be Krishna acting, because the faith is not 100%. See? But if your faith is 100%, even if Krishna doesn't come, you are seeing Krishna, because your faith is 100%. You can see Krishna everywhere when that faith is 100%. So let us apply this process diligently, and together we can cultivate firm faith. Shiva Prabhupada ki.